We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
And now, KC Johnson.
Kobe White, pull up three over Karis LeVert and nails it.
Bulls insider for NBC Sports Chicago.
Give me the hot sauce!
Covering everything from the dynasty to Derek to DeMar. KC Johnson.
I've covered the NBA for a long time.
With Mullin Haugh.
Moss.
On 670 The Score.
Mullin Haugh, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. Marshall Harris in for Mully today. Time now to go out to our guest hotline presented by Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Circa Resort and Casino, home of the world's largest sports book, where we find KC Johnson from NBC Sports Chicago and NBCSportsChicago.com. Good morning, KC. How are you?
What's going on, guys? How you doing?
Doing well. Welcome back. So you had a little bit of a West Coast swing. That's got to be a bit of a grind, but nice to spend a couple days in L.A. Bulls went 2-1. I feel like they played really well the first two games, the defense lacking in the third. What did they accomplish on this road trip in your mind?
The biggest thing to me was probably in that Laker game, them once again showing their ability to withstand runs from the opponent, because that's been a troublesome area for this team throughout this season. And, you know, you saw it in that Miami game at home where they had a 27-point lead and the Heat trimmed it to three and the Bulls still won. You know, that Laker game, the Bulls were in command pretty much throughout, but the Lakers kept kind of, you know, rattling the cage a little bit and making runs, and the Bulls just took care of business. And that's the difference in this team. That's what I've seen since the All-Star break, is that ability to kind of handle that in-game adversity. And Billy Donovan has obviously noted it as well. So overall, I think a pretty successful trip, but that's probably what stood out to me the most.
Casey, is it a situation where you just kind of look at that Clippers game as like, you know, they just played lights out? I mean, I know they were shorthanded, but it didn't really matter. So do you try not put too much into what happened against the Clippers the next day?
I mean, you can't, because the NBA just keeps coming, and, you know, here the Lakers are in town tonight. I don't think you just completely flush it because of how poorly they played defensively. I do think the Clippers shot the heck out of the ball, obviously, and they've got a lot of shooting on that team. But, you know, you are missing Caruso, but this team has played well defensively throughout most of the season. And communication and rotations are a big reason why, and contesting of shots. You know, this team gives up the most three-point attempts in the league because they protect the paint, but they've been pretty good at getting out and contesting. And I thought that game, obviously the Clippers hit some that were contested, but early on I didn't think the contests were there. So then you get into a rhythm, you get comfortable, and you get the result that you get. On the one hand, yeah, Eric Gordon and Batum doing what they do, you maybe say, okay, it's not your night. But on the other hand, you try to take some defensive lessons away from it as well.
KC, we've both seen LeBron James do some amazing things at the United Center with the Cavs, with the Heat, and he returns tonight with the Lakers. He's listed on the injury report. He has the motivation of having watched Patrick Beverley say he was too small after that classic moment the other night in L.A. What version of LeBron will we get tonight, do you think?
Yeah, that was a bit of a surprise to see him come off the bench on Sunday. It's only the second time in his career. You know, I was you know, questionable is 50-50 in injury report parlance. They have had two off days. They haven't played since Sunday. So I assume you'll see a pretty motivated LeBron. I don't know how they'll use him, if they'll start him or bring him off the bench. But I'm expecting him to play, you know, because of the gap between that game and tonight. But, yeah, it's always fun when he's in town. I hope he plays, obviously, not only for the competitive aspect and nature aspect of it, but also for the Chicago fans, because, you know, there are a lot of people that buy tickets to see a guy like LeBron James. And it's pretty amazing to see what he's doing still at the age that he's at. So look forward to it. And you never know what might happen with PBS.
Yeah. And Casey, that's something that moment was a lot. I mean, Pat Beverly, he has entertained me thoroughly, and everybody watching the Bulls since he joined the team right after the trade deadline. I'm just curious, what are you expecting in terms of, I don't even call him antics, it's like, that's who Patrick Beverly is. I mean, do you think LeBron will have that in the back of his mind at all, or is it just a moment that we all enjoyed, or do you think that can have a factor, like when seeing him a couple of days later where maybe he's a little, you know, less rusty?
Yeah, I'm glad you made that point that it's not antics, it's just who he is, because you're spot on there. That's absolutely, he always talks about, he just gets lost in the game, lost in his craft, lost in the joy of playing basketball. I mean, this is who Patrick Beverly is, and it has been a lot of fun. He's injected this team with a lot of energy and just kind of, you know, chaos, but good chaos. He's a lot. He's always, as Billy Donovan likes to say, he's always at 10. So, yeah, I mean, LeBron, you know, he knows all, he sees all. I don't, you know, that's not going to be top of mind for him. I mean, he's a motivated professional athlete regardless. But, yeah, you saw it a little bit even with the Russ Pat Bev matchup the other night. I mean, Russ did the rock the baby on the first possession of the game. I
that
mean,
was great.
Did not take long.
That was great.
Yeah. I mean, it's like, guys, get up. For Patrick Beverly, because of his reputation. I mean, he just kind of brings that energy and intensity to every matchup and every game. I mean, you've seen him with Kevin Durant over the years. You've seen him with a lot of players, Chris Paul. So it's been a lot of fun, and it's been a great personality injection for this Bulls team down the stretch here.
It's also going to be a lot of fun tonight. Anthony Davis comes back home to Chicago. I know he may not be as healthy as he once was or is dominant, but he certainly still is a problem for a lot of teams. And he called out his Lakers teammates after the Bulls just beat him. KC, Anthony Davis coming back to the United Center in terms of, you know, the kind of player he still can be, the kind of threat that he still is, what do you expect from him tonight, and how difficult of a challenge is that for the Bulls?
I mean, he's an incredibly gifted player, no doubt. It's hard for me to sometimes watch how much he's hurt. I mean, he's on the injury report again tonight. I listen, it's probable. So it's not usually an issue, but he has trouble staying on the court. And then that's a shame. Injuries are a terrible part of the game. You know, I've just never seen him be able to stay healthy consistently. And when he's out there, you see how, you know, much of a incredible talent he is and a tough matchup. But, yeah, he's someone that it seems hard to consistently count on just because he's so much, you know, in distress. Even when he's playing, he seems like he's, you know, he had that game moment the other time, night of the game on Sunday where I think he took a blow to the face and he was down for a little bit. So, We'll see how it plays out, but he's such a talent, but you'd like to see him on the court a little bit more consistently.
Casey, I know you study, like I study, the standings, the remaining schedules. How realistic is it that the Bulls, who seem like they're locked in for a play-in spot, but how realistic is it that they could sneak up and get the eight spot and maybe play in a game where they have two chances to get in the playoffs?
Yeah, I mean, that big one is obviously that head-to-head with the Hawks at home, because it not only gives an advantage to pick up a full game for a team ahead of you, but also decides that tiebreaker in that season series. So that's the one that I'm pointing to next Tuesday at the United Center. Obviously, Bulls' schedule is pretty favorable, quite frankly. Seven left, four home, three road. And I haven't looked at the opponent winning percentage is comparison yet, but I do believe it's more favorable than both the Raptors and the Hawks. The Raptors actually have a pretty tough schedule. So it's realistic, but it's, you know, it falls in the Bulls. They've got to go out and play at a high level and continue this kind of, you know, ability to weather in-game adversity that we've seen more often than not of late. And like I said, that head-to-head with the Hawks will be the big one. You've got a huge opportunity with a road game in Charlotte on Friday, although obviously they've started to wake up a little bit with those wins over the Mavericks. And then, you know, that regular season finale against Detroit should be, you know, basically a bye. So you got a handle on the court, but the opportunity's there. And like I said, that one on next Tuesday against the Hawks will be a big one.
Casey, after your great reporting over the weekend, I have to ask you this. I don't recall when Vooch cussed you out in Serbian, but he must have for you to have identified that is when he swears in some. That was quite an episode against the Lakers, his ejection.
Yeah, you don't see what happened there very often in the sense that you have two veteran officials in Sean Corbin and Tony Brothers, and they sniped Vooch from different areas of the court pretty quickly and almost consecutively. So Corbin calls the initial foul from the baseline, and Vooch, you know, owned the first tee. I mean, the first tee was obvious, and Corbin calls it from the baseline, but it looked like Vooch was walking to the bench and facing the Bulls bench when he got the second tee from Tony Brothers all the way from the opposite sideline. And that's the oddity of that ejection. You just do not see that happen very often, particularly with veteran officials. Billy Donovan is such a masterclass in, you know, getting his point across while walking the line. And he talked about that episode at length, and he acknowledged that he was a little surprised because of what you just alluded to, that, you know, Vooch only swears in Serbian, which is true. He's told us that many, many times, which is pretty awesome. Also that, you know, he asked Tony Brothers to take a look at it because he thought they were on top of each other. And Tony Brothers, to his credit, did take a look at it and came back to Billy later in the game and said, yeah, there was enough of a delay there that we felt that second technical was warranted. So that was the official referee explanation to Billy Donovan. It was certainly enough of an oddity for us to all write about it and ask Vooch about it. We can, in this day and age, request a pool report, and we, as a Bulls beat, did discuss doing that to get an explanation directly from the officials, but we wanted to throw a lifeline to our local beat friends because they're the ones, the home team always has to do the pool report, and they were a little busy with LeBron James' return that day, so we didn't want to pile that on their plate. So we took one for the team there and just got the explanation from Billy Donovan.
Great stuff, KC. Appreciate it. Enjoy tonight. It's always a big event. Lakers come to town with LeBron, Anthony Davis, even though they are on the injury report. A lot of suspense and great drama ahead. It's a big game for both teams.
All right. I enjoyed it, guys. Take care. Have a good day.
KC Johnson from NBC Sports Chicago and NBCSportsChicago.com covers the Bulls.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the pitch, hit, and run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.